Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Helm. Jack Grealish has claimed Sunday's Manchester derby is a game that Man City need to win as they look to outrun Liverpool for the Premier League title. Pep Guardiola's men head into the weekend 6 points clear of Jurgen Klopp's men at the top of the table. Now Liverpool do have a game in hand on the reigning champions. However, that will change before City's clash against Manchester United at the Etihad, with the Merseyside club hosting West Ham United just over 24 hours before the derby. Grealish said, "It's a massive game. It's a game we are going to go into with full confidence, a game we need to win. It's going to be a good one. It's my first Manchester derby at the Etihad and I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to it." He went on to say what the Premier League victory meant to him as well against Peterborough. So the FA Cup means everything to us. So important, the manager said before the game, he wants to win everything that we're in this season. So you can imagine, Pep is a born winner. You can see the strength of our team. We want to go out there and win every single game. Into other news, and with the pursuit of Erling Haaland, and Real Madrid are reportedly eyeing the signature of him quickly as possible, with Borussia Dortmund's future in the balance. The 21-year-old hotshot of the most demand players in European football got release clause set at £67 million, becoming active this summer, a year before his Dortmund contract expires. European giants are on red alert. Spanish outlet AS report that the Norwegian is considering a move to Madrid, but it would have to be this summer. That means Real Madrid chiefs are doing all they can to try and get the deal done. He's believed to be in the process of buying a house in the south of Spain, in Marbella. Reports claim Man City are still keen and are willing to open negotiations, but for now it does appear that Madrid are winning the race. Into other news finally then, with Manchester City forward Gabriel Jesus, and according to reports with the press, Arsenal are looking at try and sign him, and he's also been advised to sign by Rio Ferdinand. He believes that it would be a great signing for the club to try and help them stem the gap with their players leaving and moving on. Arsenal are looking at a number of options to try and bolster their squad in the final third. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.